This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
This is The Cinemile, the podcast where we walk home from the movies. We're not walking to the cinema today. We're going to watch a Netflix film called Scoop, which is a dramatization of the 2019 Newsnight interview with Prince Andrew that went viral and that we all saw. And was quite something.
I never watched the full interview, though. I just watched snippets.
Same. I watched the highlights. This is...
At the time, we were living quite near Woking, so there was a bit of a thrill with the whole Woking Pizza Hut.
Pizza Express.
Pizza Express, yeah.
Woking Pizza Express. Just a baffling... Like, that was a... It's a baffling interview, a baffling story, and the fallout of that was, yeah, him retreating from public life. So, massive, misjudged interview... massive scoop as the show, as the movie.
It's an interesting
outlines.
One though, because I am interested to see it, and the reason we're going to watch it is because everyone's talking about it, and it's right there on our tellies, which is handy. But is it a scoop or was it just?
Well, I don't know. I actually don't know the ins and outs of how it came to pass. But I think that's what this movie is going to tell us.
Yeah,
right?
It's a good time to watch it because obviously the royal family.
Oh, they've just gone through another PR disaster.
Their press offices or their communications or whoever the hell manages them is a complete joke, given all the stuff they've done with the Kate Middleton, how poorly they handled all that Kate Middleton
Dreadful.
Stuff. The fact that they let this interview ever go out, there's obviously some terrible people working in there.
I think they just have the blinkers
but
on.
But I also think the royal family themselves probably just a bit terrible.
Yeah, just completely so, lacking
complete
in self-awareness
nonsense,
and
yeah.
perspective and
no self-awareness
detached.
Anywhere. It's all nonsense. Coming at this from an Irish point of view, apologies to our British listeners who may be monarchists. The whole thing is absurd when you're outside of it, right? So I'm interested to see how this gets behind it and if it sheds any light.
Yeah, so starring Billy Piper, Gillian Anderson and Rufus Sewell, who looks to be heavily made up to look like Prince Andrew.
So we will be back after we've watched it.
Okay, see you soon. Bye.
An hour of television can change everything.
Three women and a whippet. Wouldn't have seen that in a BBC studio when I started.
The allegations surrounding Jeffrey Epstein include his friend Prince Andrew.
Sam, let's stop pushing the palace. I want it for us.
You're chasing a story that we're never going to get.
This is the work.
My job is booking the people we can't just call up.
Hello, everyone.
You have a problem that won't go away.
We're looking at options. But there is a red line.
I've never been smuggled into a palace before.
If I do an interview, the question is, why you?
With respect, you know how people see you.
Spell it out.
Randy, Andy.
Hi, we're back. Now, we have now seen Scoop on Netflix. If it's your first time at the cinema, we won't spoil the movie, but if you lived in the world in 2019, then perhaps this has already been spoiled for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about... Oh, sorry, we will spoil it in full details when we turn on to Spoiler Street. But before that, Kathy, what did you think of the movie Scoop?
It felt more like a TV movie.
Yeah.
I know it's on Netflix and it's a movie, and what's a TV movie mean anymore? But it felt like a TV movie.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. It felt like an extended episode of a TV show, I guess. I certainly was riveted by it. I half thought I might kind of watch half of it tonight and half of it tomorrow night. And then, I did finish it all. I thought I found, we love behind the scenes journalism stuff.
Yes.
So I find that interesting. We both worked in TV. Dave actually worked in on a show in Ireland called Ireland AM, where he used to book guests, and the
Is the role that Billy Piper's character.
Yeah.
And it's so based on that woman's book about these events,
yeah,
right?
So
called
it's
Scoop.
Very heavily from her perspective, yeah. Right? So we'll say that. Like, I think it's a bit skewed because apparently there's a different one out that Emily Matlis is making.
Oh, okay.
Is it Matlis or Matlis?
Matlis. I don't know how to say her name.
Yeah. Apparently she's making a different one, which I presume doesn't cast the Booker as the central hero. So yeah. I'd say I'll take it with a bit of pinch of salt that the Booker was like the driving force behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
Who knows where the truth lies? Anyway.
The guest
I
Booker.
I found it compelling. I think. Like, I think it's good that they just focus on the interview and not much else, because I think it's kind of shallow in its approach to other elements. So I think it knew its own strengths. I think it's very disappointing to see a film or a TV film or whatever the hell this is, where they touch on Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew, but they don't really tell us what's going on and they don't really comment on it. And I think that's a shame. It's almost like, I mean, this is really just replicating an interview that most of us have already seen or seen some clips of. So it feels a bit lazy to me in that sense. I would have much rather see them explore all of that murkiness. I think it portrays Prince Philip as a fool, like an absolute...
Prince Andrew.
I get mixed up between them all. As a complete fool and a buffoon. But I don't think it really portrays him as a sexual predator, which is what he is, right? So he's like best mates with Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, we should say it's what he is allegedly.
Sorry, he's allegedly a sexual predator.
I don't want to get
who's
sued.
Who paid someone off millions of pounds.
Yes, they settled it. They settled out of court.
Which is what all innocent people do.
That is a fact.
So I don't like the tone of it. Just painted him as a buffoon. It painted this Booker as some sort of like hero when in fact... She's not really done any journalism work. She's just booked a guest, which is really interesting. But, like, the journalism work is done by the photographer who we see in the very beginning.
He's a paparazzi.
But he broke it, though. He broke the story of
yes.
Jeffrey Epstein and Prince...
Yes.
What's his name?
Prince Andrew
Prince
and Jeffrey Epstein.
Andrew, yeah. So, I don't know. I think it made... I'm so sorry, and I know loads of our friends are bookers. Dave's been a booker. I think it just completely overblew the whole booker thing, and it was just... fantastical from her perspective.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think this film is very good. I think it is gripping and compelling, just and I wanted to continue watching it just because the interview itself is so still just fascinating. It's like watching a car crash.
Like, how did this get signed off?
Exactly. but I think the behind the scenes stuff leading up to how it all came about isn't particularly interesting, and that is the sort of the center focus of this movie, and the I think the way it characterizes the, as you say, the guest booker who Billy Piper plays, I found incredibly lame.
She was a producer on it, by the way, so she's involved in the making of it.
Yeah, exactly. I just felt really like tropey. Unrealistic, and maybe this is exactly how it went down. Now, the movie itself has a title card which says a lot of the elements of this have been fictionalized, but I just felt like somebody recounting a story in which they're the absolute hero and nobody listened to them.
Exactly, unrealistic.
And they knew them. They knew everything from the start. And I found Billy Piper's character, who again I don't know this. She's based on a real woman who wrote the real story, and maybe this is all true, and I don't know her, and I'm not impugning her character, but as this movie is presented, I found her very frustrating. The movie tries to also introduce, you know, humanize her by introducing her son and her mom and her home situation,
and a whole subplot
with her son like being interested in a girl and her being a mother. But it's just like, and I found all that just like completely one-dimensional.
Like, one of the most fascinating
and tagged
things
on
in this film is nearly off screen when, like, very quickly he says, "Mummy," aka the Queen, "Mummy said she trusts me to do the interview." That's fascinating.
Yeah.
How out of touch is the Queen? How out of touch are their press people?
And well, he's her favourite child. They keep saying that.
And right? Like, obviously, he's been enabled his entire life to be despicable. So I absolutely believe she'd have said that. But that was, I care about that. I'm not interested in, like, this character and her son getting the bus somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not to say I'm not interested in them as people. It's to say that in the context of this story, you're talking about the Queen Mother over here and you're talking about someone I've never heard of before over here, and like, which one am I going to be more interested in?
Well, exactly. And but the truth of, like, what they had in terms of, like, what they can adapt and where the facts lie and what is true lies with what we all saw on an interview.
And that was fascinating.
Which is the most interesting thing, but is available right now on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so so seeing that has no, again, dramatized, has no inherent value.
I think the value, though, is, like, the value to me, and I hadn't quite realized this, that the interview was, like, pre-recorded and then the royal family
signed off. No, I did know that because
okay. So, like, the fact that it was pre, because I had thought it must have been live to get out and for it to, the fact that they signed off on all that stuff.
But that's exactly the thing that is most interesting about this whole thing, is just how out of touch the Prince Andrew, the monarchy, and their press office and everyone who lives in this palace is. And I think the movie does do a good job of sort of presenting that complete lack of perspective.
And, like, he still doesn't seem to think that he really needs to distance himself from Jeffrey Epstein. He doesn't seem to get it.
No, like, the Keely Hawes plays his sort of press officer. I don't know, is that a real character or a real person?
They make, if she's a real she's person, probably a composite. They've made her out to be such an idiot.
Yeah, like someone who just believes that, like, if you just, is so institutionalized and has such reverence for Prince Andrew, and he, like, that believes that if you just stick him in front of a camera and let him be himself, that the whole nation will just fall in love with him. what really happens is he gets on camera and he is himself.
He does that, you know, that
which
expression,
is just completely out of touch.
You know
touch.
That American expression, but I really like it. Sometimes it applies here. He gets on and he shows his whole ass.
Well, exactly.
That's
and
what he does.
And the, you know, there is a good line in this towards the end. Let's go to spoilers now. Spoilers. I don't necessarily recommend this movie before those spoilers.
I
think just go watch the interview. I don't think it does a particularly great job of portraying anything interesting here. I think and also to Kathy's point, which I agree with, the movie has nothing to say. Nothing.
It has no perspective.
No, exactly. It doesn't, like, take any position on any of this. It's just literally like a woman wrote a book about what happened and they turned it into a TV movie.
And I
That's
just don't think you should make a movie like this without a perspective. And, like, Rufus Sewell is so good playing the prince.
Oh yeah, everyone's good. Gillian Anderson, good.
He's not even given enough to do. And I think Gillian Anderson, and I love her, I just didn't find her particularly.
She doesn't have much to do
either.
Yeah, I know. Like, so spoilers now for the movie Scoop. We're going to take a quick break. You might hear an ad.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so the thing I was referencing towards the end of this movie, which highlights what you just said about him showing his whole ass. You know, there's a moment where they're all gathered around and they say, kind of, you know, great job, you know, we did it, you know, we let him show himself or something.
And
I can't remember the exact line.
Emily Maitlis did such a good job because she was very gentle in her interview because they knew they could never spook him. He needed to think he was being charming. He needed to think he was in control.
Yes.
And that's fascinating.
And she
I
did
think
it.
Her as an interviewer and how she handled it, like, I don't know that many other people could have gotten that.
Exactly. And she did a great job. And you can see that on the YouTube clip. But this movie would have you believe, and maybe this is true, I don't know, but this movie presents it as if
it was all the
Billy
Booker's
Piper's
idea.
Guest booker is all like, I need to be in that room and they won't let me in. Why won't they let me in?
You're trying to do this whole underdog story and like, Emily, I know you've been doing this job for 40 years, but let me tell you how you should handle the
interview. Let me give you some advice. And then she gives the crucial bit of advice which changes the way Emily approaches the whole interview.
You know what we have to do now? We have to watch the what Emily Maitlis is making and then we have to compare notes.
Oh, is that being made into a thing as well?
Yeah, and she's like producing it.
Oh my God, okay.
There's another one being made.
Oh no, we have to do all this again.
And I think, I would imagine, it's a rebuttal to this.
I'd love if the guest booker's not even in it. There is no guest booker. It's no, just like, the palace reached out and they want to do an interview. Emily, do you want to do it?
No, but she is a booker and they put a tweet up at the end that must have happened where they tweeted and credited to her.
Oh, that was so lame. There's so many cringe, embarrassing things in this. When she's looking at the wall of tweets and then she's like, wow. And then she goes home on the bus and she's looking around it like, we did it.
No, but in fairness, like
you the have, end of
no,
Ocean's
like,
11.
Yeah, but like, in fairness, like she did book it. That's factually correct. It's a huge
Oh, sure.
Interview.
I'm just saying, I thought
she'll ever get in her life.
I thought it was just embarrassing.
I didn't think it was embarrassing. I just thought, like, I liked her character. I always like a character who's like different from everyone else. She obviously is different. They were saying you're not like you should be in the BBC. She's challenging the status quo. All that. I just don't believe that she impacted Emily Maitlis's interview.
Yeah, I don't either. I just don't either. And maybe it did happen. I just don't believe it. So.
And even if it did, I feel like, and this is probably an issue where she's producing on it. I think even if it did, I think you need to step back and be like, this is a story as well. And like, one character is getting too much screen time and one character is getting too much credit.
Yeah.
And like, you could just leave that out and let Emily Maitlis's character, Julie Anderson, been like, I need to go softly with him. I need to, like, do you know what
but
I mean?
We should also say that it's possible that that is never even written in her book and it's a complete fabrication by the people that adapted this. So, but look, those were the choices that were made and I'd understand that when you're adapting real life or books or anything, you have to make choices for the format in which you're presenting it in. But I thought all the choices here are not interesting. This is a very linear A to B to C story that leans on boring old tropes, that doesn't feel very realistic, that presents no interesting new perspective.
And nothing from the victim's perspective. And
nothing.
I think if you leave a victim perspective out, and there were very many victims across all these men, they allude to things like flight logs and they show pictures of girls going into Jeffrey Epstein's house, but like, it's so tangential to the movie as opposed to being like at the core of the movie. And I think fundamentally the movie feels so self-indulgent because it's like, look how amazing this booker is, she booked this, and it's like, yeah, but look how horrific he is and Jeffrey Epstein are, and like, what are we celebrating here? Like I know at the end it says like, oh, he stepped back from royal duties, but he's still in the monarchy. Like,
well,
he's still a millionaire, if not billionaire. He's still collecting money from the public. He's a despicable person. What are we
correct.
Celebrating? Like,
well,
he has. Yeah, fine. He stepped back from some royal duties. That's it. Like,
but I would say
put him behind bars, then we'll celebrate.
But I think there. Look. Whatever about I would think this movie does celebrate the fact that journalism, good journalism, was performed here, and it can have an impact on the world, and it did. To your point, it is not, you know, no real justice has been served here, but they put a chink in the armor of a very ancient and tied up, like, embedded institution in Britain
that is protecting
a likely sex offender.
Like, the way the British
allegedly.
Press comes after Meghan Markle and Harry.
That's despicable.
And like, look at what this guy was
doing. Despicable.
Enabled by the whole structure.
100%.
And like, it's so absurd how it all, and that's why I love this interview, and I think it does need to be celebrated.
But he's also so full of shit.
It just displayed the absolute, how fucked up British society is, that they would treat Meghan Markle like she's some sort of a serial killer. And meanwhile, this guy just scurries off to his corner and like gets removed from a few royal duties and it's all a bit quiet again.
And he's so full of shit. His whole story, even in the interview about, you know, I flew out to Jeffrey Epstein to break up with him in person because it's the right thing to do, and then I had nothing else to do with him.
And then
how come you stayed in his house then and had a celebration dinner in your honour? It's just like, he can't even like fabricate his own bullshit story that's believable. Instead, he relies on, you know, made up injuries in which he can't sweat.
And you know,
I remember being in a Pizza Express in Woking. Like, it's just absurd. All of this is available in real life. This movie has nothing to add, nothing to say. But I do respect the journalism that was done in real life, and the movie at least is acknowledging.
And I do respect the Booker, by the way. We're not disparaging her. I think it's amazing. It's just, it's absurd that the whole film acts like that's every single part of the story.
Exactly.
In its totality.
Exactly. She did some good work behind the scenes.
There's
a room
of other people, like, and they're just kind of back characters. I'm like, but all of these people will have been doing loads of work, prepping them all. I love the scenes when they're doing the mock interviews, the two of them side by side, because I love that stuff.
Oh, and that was quite
was
well
really
done, to the movie's
good,
credit.
Yeah. And she's correcting his language. Like, she does prep him a bit, his person.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like we've been very negative about Scoop for something that we did watch and enjoy.
Oh, it's perfectly fine. Yeah. That's the thing. This isn't bad.
It's just it could be so much better.
It's the musical biopic route where you're just like, here's a thing that happened.
I don't think it should be called
Scoop. And
now
we're going to do it.
Because I don't think the interview told anyone anything they didn't already know. I think what it should be called is, like, gotcha. Like, we got you on camera being a complete buffoon.
No, but they deliberately
showed you.
No,
the
but
world.
They deliberately say in the movie, they're like, you know, we don't want to go for a gotcha. We don't want to. We just let him hang himself.
No, but I'm saying that the movie, they did that, but, like, it's not a scoop.
Well, it is a scoop. Because it's a scoop because they got the interview. Getting an interview with Prince Andrew at that time for an hour. Or whatever it was.
I guess, yeah.
It's an incredible scoop.
I guess I think of scoop as like your breaking news.
But the difference is, it's not. It implies that there was like, the movie implies that there was like all, and again, maybe this happened, that there's all this like legwork and hard work done in the background. But like, all it really boiled down to was his press office decided to do it. And I guess there was like, there's a whole other thing which I hate in this movie, sorry, where she shows up, Billy Piper shows up to Keeley Hawes's house in the rain, like a rom-com, and is like, runs down there. Like in a mad dash at her house.
That could have happened.
Again, could have happened.
Could have happened.
But seems pretty lame if it did. It feels like a real lame movie trope. And tells her exactly why she needs to do it at this exact moment.
And then Keely Hawes said, was it raining? I hadn't noticed.
So yeah.
Keely Hawes was wasted in this, wasn't she?
Wasted. Yeah. Absolutely
anyway,
wasted.
Anyway, right, we're just being really negative anyway, now. Yeah, we're being really negative. Let us know what you thought of Scoop. I hope you enjoyed it more than we did. Albeit, as I said, like, it was a fine thing to turn on. Fine thing to turn on of an evening.
It was a fine thing to turn on.
When you've nothing else to watch. And everyone was talking about it. So, come find us wherever you go online. We're at Cinemile, or come over to patreon.com/Cinemile, where we talk about a ton of TV and retro movies every month.
Yeah, and we've just done we've been watching episode where we cover off Fallout on Prime Video, The Gentleman, Three Body Problem, Baby Reindeer. If you're watching any of those things and you want to hear us talk about them, head on to our Patreon channel and subscribe for less than the price of a cup of coffee. And message us via email, thecinemile@gmail.com, or we're on Letterboxd, YouTube, or Instagram at The Cinema.
Bye.
You
know, I thought that all went very well.
All across the world, every paper, on every news channel, this is the story.
Go away!
This is only going to get bigger.
This interview, does it matter?
Yeah, it matters.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.